Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledpeople, where this crazy woman calls the police on a dog. Seriously, she calls the police on a... That's not a joke. Let's get into the story. Entitled Mum calls the police on my dog. I have several rescued Dobermans, but the two needed for this story are Queen, who was severely abused and is now aggressive and super anxious, and Duke, my service dog for PTSD and a variety of other mental problems. So, because Queen is so aggressive, whenever she goes outside, she has to wear a muzzle and is leashed to me just to make sure she doesn't bolt, to monitor her mental state, and to give lots of love and treats when she focuses on me and not people walking past my house. Helping her has honestly helped me a lot, and Duke is also fairly protective of us both. In a service dog way, he does body blocking, where he puts himself between us and whatever is making us upset. This is relevant for later. Now, because of this, we do get stares and whispers sometimes, but most people in my neighborhood know about Queen now. Except the entitled mum and the nice kid of this story. The kid is walking home from school and reaches his hand through the chain link fence holes to pet some of my other dogs. Now, because he is technically trespassing, Queen automatically gets aggressive and tries to lunge. Thankfully, she's a smaller Doberman, and I am able to stop her and just quickly wave before bringing her inside. I come back outside and say, "Hi, sorry about her, she was just scared." The nice kid nods and asks about why she was scared, so I explain that her old owners were really mean and scary. I said it's like when you watch a scary movie and you're scared even after the movie ends. She's just trying to calm down, but it's taking her a while. I grab one of my dogs who is good with kids and bring him out to be petted by the nice kid. And we talk a bit about how to properly approach dogs and to not stick our hands through other people's fences. He leaves and I think we're done. I bring my dogs inside, give Queen her anti-anxiety medication before one more potty break before bed. While I'm outside, the nice kid is standing a bit away, while a woman, who I come to learn is the entitled mum of this kid, is leaning against my fence and calling out, "Hey, hey you!" Now, because Queen was doing pretty good and seemed fairly unbothered, I walked closer, but left several feet between me and the fence before giving a treat to Queen and asking the woman what she needed. "My son says you're abusing this dog," she points at Queen. Then her own kid said, "No, I said someone else abused her and she's still scared." But the entitled mum just waved her hand at him and continued. "You need to give her to me and the rest of your dogs before I call the police on you for animal abuse. I'm sorry, but I'm not giving you my dogs. You can call the police, but these are my dogs." I honestly thought she was bluffing at the time. The entitled mum then started screaming, which is a big trigger for both me and Queen. "Hand them over!" Now, Queen doesn't lunge, since nobody had come onto her territory yet, but she did start to press against my leg and was shaking so hard that I could see it. This is what she does before a breakdown, as I call them, where she basically goes blind and will attack anyone, including me and my other dogs. Now, she hadn't had one at this point in over a year, so I didn't take much notice, but thankfully, Duke did. The entitled mum kept screaming while Duke body blocked us both, and he was trying to lean against Queen for some pressure therapy, keeping his eyes on the entitled mum. Now, he was trained to do this so I could feel safe enough to take my eyes off of other people, but it can be unnerving. I understand that. The entitled mum apparently thought this was an attack stance. Duke is my biggest boy, and if you don't know what an attack stance truly is, it can sometimes look like a dog just standing tall is ready to attack. She then whipped out her phone and called 911, saying something along the lines of an aggressive dog was attacking her and her son. I sent my dogs, who actually listen, inside, while I stayed put, too afraid that the entitled mum would climb my fence. But I put some distance between me and the fence, and I did bring Queen with me. She was still heavily shaking, and when I crouched down and tried to pet her to calm her down, she snapped at me. I stumbled back, landed on my butt, and Queen had her hackles raised, looking blankly ahead. I tried to talk to her calmly and softly, but this entitled mum was still screaming, now about how I'm being attacked, and to hurry. The rest was a mess. The police arrived, and I basically had to cover Queen while she struggled and smashed her muzzle into me, trying to bite me to make sure they wouldn't do anything, while I also cried, which freaked Duke out as he ran around us in circles just trying to figure out what to do. Eventually, the police told me to bring my dogs inside and to come out and talk. Duke refused to leave my side, so I put his harness on and brought his papers for proof just in case. I bring them everywhere, to be honest. And we both went outside. I was able to produce Queen's papers, and I even called my vet for proof that she is a scared dog, not an aggressive dog, and my vet even explained some of her treatment plan to the police. By the end of it, myself, Queen, and I'm pretty sure Duke as well, not to mention my other dogs, were all so emotionally drained, we just went to bed, and I called in late to work for the next day. Several of my neighbours have told me they gave their own statements to the police about my dogs and Queen, and thankfully we have a few security cameras that can sort of view my yard, and the police have since dropped the case. I saw the nice kid today, which is why I thought of this story. He slid a note under my fence that said sorry with a few drawings of my dogs and me. It was very cute and sweet. I hope he's okay. He looked really scared when I more or less flung myself over Queen while she had that breakdown. Well, I tell you what, guys, if anyone in this story needs to be put on a leash, it's this cow of a woman. Seriously, lock her up. She needs to be in a cage. Again, I know I always say this, but I do actually mean it. I just feel bad for the kid. Like, he's got this absolute bitch of a mother, but he knows. I reckon he knows that she is secretly a little bit. Well, not even secretly. She just is a little bit. And it's clear that he is sorry for what happened. I don't really understand, right? If your mum is so horrible, how do you get some kids that are just horrible, like their parents, and then some kids who are just really self-aware, like this kid, who know their own mum is terrible and apologise on their behalf? So good. And also, I reckon he's going to be an amazing artist when he grows up, specialising in dog pics. Very irrelevant commentary. Let's move on. Tell you what, she didn't just need a leash. She also needed a muzzle. I don't want to hear her screaming anymore. Shut that bitch up. That's enough censoring. Let's continue.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Entitled mum screams at me for having an inclusive pride flag on my back glass and proceeds to shatter it for no real reason. Hello, all you beautiful people. This is my first ever wild Karen encounter. For context, I myself am a non-binary individual, and I've got a pretty big vehicle as well. With its size and me being a redneck at heart, a 2004 Chevrolet Suburban 2500 LT with the 8.1 litre, I've gotten a few compliments, and the occasional death stare as people see a few pride stickers in the windows. People generally were nice to me, and those that weren't kept to themselves. Until now. Right then, let's start this absolute poop show. So, I was getting food from McDonald's, as both me and my partner did not want to cook tonight. I look out the window to see a lady, her husband, and a kid taking a picture of the tailgate on my Suburban. I think nothing of it and continue to wait in line. About 30 seconds later, and she comes in screeching. Who owns that Suburban outside? I do. What seems to be the problem? You need to remove that gross flag from it. It's poisoning the minds of our children. I'm now moderately confused. What flag are you talking about, Mom? That stupid gay flag or whatever it's called? You need to remove it. Now. Now Henry, who is my absolute love and a sarcastic butt, gets involved. Are you sure that's the one you want gone? I mean, there's a worse one outside on that Buick. He was referencing the American flag and was being sarcastic. This infuriated her, causing her to launch into a tirade of how this generation has no respect for our country and that we're being brainwashed to become part of the problem. Henry and I roll our eyes and try to get back to ordering our food. After the entitled mum is done screeching, she tries to put her hand on Henry's shoulder and spin him around. This triggers him, and he spins around, and clocks her in the jaw. He immediately breaks down and walks out to go sit in our truck. I was in shock at the scene in front of me and tried to help her up off the ground. A nice man, who turns out was actually her husband, stopped me and said that she has something like this coming for a long time, and helped his wife, the entitled mum, to her feet and brought her to a table. I thought the situation was done and over with. Oh boy, was I wrong! The entitled mum follows me out of the restaurant after I collected our food and proceeds to try and screech at me some more. Hey, you freaking better be giving me compensation for what I've got to suffer through now! I immediately spin on my heels to face her. Tell me, who in their right mind would come up to people they just assaulted and demand compensation because they got hit in self-defense? Also, calling me a slur is a surefire way to not get a dang dime out of me. Have a nice day. This leaves her speechless for a second, and in her insane mind, she decides to pick up a rock and chuck it through my back glass as I get in and start my truck, shattering it and sending Henry into an absolute panic. She tries to scurry off to her car, which, surprise surprise, is the Buick from earlier. Her husband comes out and stops her from leaving. Oh, let me go, god dang it, the entitled mum says. No, it's time I actually say it for once. No, we are not leaving. He then proceeds to walk over to me and ask what the damage is. I'm still in shock, so I can't answer his question directly. I tell him about $650 to get a whole new back glass, and he asks if check is okay. All of this is going on while the entitled mum screams in the background, telling him to not sign that check and that they need to leave. He ignores her and tells me to cash the check quickly as he signs it and gives it to me. We leave, and surprisingly, the check cleared, and we now have a back glass with new lift struts and a new latch for it as well. You know what? Good on this bloke for finally putting his foot down, standing up to his wife, and not letting her get away with everything she wants to do. It's insane the amount of stories that I read where you get this like really horrible entitled woman, don't want to be sexist, but that actually is the majority of these stories, as you guys obviously know. And then the husband is like some meek little bloke who doesn't really care, pretty much just gets stepped on. He's no more than a welcome mat in a home. And yeah, he comes over later and it goes, oh, so sorry about that. That's my wife for you. Like, no, you fucking loser. Do something about it. This bloke actually did, for once. So I salute him. Get a new wife, sure. But in the meantime, you're doing a good thing. Congratulations to you and your family, apart from your wife. I'll tell you what's funny though, yeah? This Karen says, your flag is poisoning the mind of my kids. In the meantime, she tries to assault somebody in public. What's more poisonous, guys? A rainbow or a fist to the face? I just don't know. Comment down below, because enlighten me. I need your help. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/entitledpeople. Really hope you have enjoyed it. If you did and you want to see another episode from this subreddit straight away, it's on screen. Don't mug me off. I know what you're like. Yeah, click the vid. Click it. You sexy, sexy little boy. Why would I call you a little... Just click the video and then fuck off. What just happened? Can you say... Is that Nancy? Well, no, because I didn't mean it. Ah, fuck it. Just end the vid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.